You're on Texas Standard Time.
We are just over 606 days out from Election Day 2020, an Election Day which, according to the experts, promises to be the biggest test yet for the vulnerability of our vote tabulation systems. We all remember the frustrations of 2016 and 2018, the long lines, the questions about whether our votes were being properly tabulated or whether our voting machines were actually being hacked. Well, a new study does not offer much comfort to those hoping 2020 will be better. Indeed, it finds that our voting technology across the U.S. is outdated and falling apart. Here to tell us more, Lawrence Norden. He's deputy director of the Democracy Program at New York University Law School's Brennan Center, which conducted the survey. Larry, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me on.
Just how many outdated voting machines did your survey find, and what were the problems?
Well, what we found was that in most states, local election officials in 31 states, and a number in Texas, by the way, told us that they need to replace their equipment before 2020. In about 40 states, you've got machines that are over a decade old, which is roughly the lifespan for many of these systems. 45 states, you've got machines that are no longer manufactured, which means it can be very difficult to find things like replacement parts. So this is a widespread need to replace voting machines in the near future.
What sort of election security risks does this outdated infrastructure pose?
There are both reliability risks and security risks. So the reliability risks you mentioned at the top, these are machines. Like any machines, as they get older, they're more likely to have parts fail. And that can lead to long lines because if machines fail, you don't have extras ready to go. That's a problem, obviously. And then most of these machines that are in use today were not built with today's security standards in mind. They're using old software that may not get security patches anymore from the vendors. And a lot of these machines, particularly in Texas, don't have a paper backup, mm-hmm. Which security experts say is critical if there's any kind of either software bug or glitch, or if the system is actually hacked and we want to check if the software is accurate.
In fact, I was reading a summary of the survey that you conducted, and you quote Dana DeBeauvoir, who is the county clerk for Travis County, Texas, as saying that voters have been asking for a system that provides a paper trail, but she says she doesn't want to spend money on something that isn't in line with where we want to go as a county. So I'm wondering how much of this is just about local policy making, the stasis there.
Well, part of the issue that we have across the country is nobody wants to take responsibility for paying for this election infrastructure. So a lot has been put on the counties to kind of figure out how they're going to take care of this problem and how they're going to be able to afford it.
So you're saying it's just money is what it comes down to?
A lot of it comes down to money for sure. And in some states, and Texas is one of them, what ends up happening is different counties have different resources. And so counties with more resources are able to replace equipment. And those without are often left struggling to find a way to replace their old equipment.
Larry, doing something like updating machines before 2020, I can just imagine the headlines if we have unexpected outcomes and that sort of thing. People saying that new machines were put in place, there wasn't enough time to test them, right? I mean, is it wise to try to overhaul this before 2020?
I think a lot of counties and states are looking to do this year. An election official had a good analogy for me. She said, you don't replace all your cash registers on Black Friday at Macy's. It's the same thing. I think we have this year to do it and to test it and to run it in elections that aren't big turnout elections. So poll workers have a little and voters have a little bit more experience with these systems. I also should say one thing I worry about is not having that paper backup. If there are concerns about whether or not we can trust the machines, and there are all kinds of reasons why people might be afraid of this and propaganda on social media, if we don't have the paper backup to show to people, that may further the paranoia about whether or not we can have trust in election outcomes as well.
Lawrence Norden is the director of the Brennan Center for Justice's Democracy Program based at New York University Law School. We'll link to a summary at texasstandard.org. Mr. Norden, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.